This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. During winter's dark months, you may find yourself feeling a little down. It's common for people to feel sadder during the winter months, but that sadness isn't always considered seasonal affective disorder, which is the official term for depression brought on by the cold winter days. Tonight's Science Cafe discussion at 6 p.m. at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord will look closely at this disorder. Hosting the event is Concord Monitor reporter David Brooks, who joins me now. David, how are you feeling?
Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. It's kind of sunny today, so.
And the sunshine does help, even if it's been surrounded by dark, cold, gray weather.
No question about it. It does help.
You know, even if you do feel a little down, it's not necessarily seasonal affective disorder. It's more than just feeling sad. What else does it entail?
Exactly, which is kind of the reason we're talking about it. It's sort of a, well, I guess, you know, gray area, if you will, in the sense that a lot of us think of it as sort of, you know, the winter blues, which is frankly a term that I applied to it, which is just sort of a kind of a snap out of it syndrome. Come on, buddy. But seasonal affective disorder is officially recognized as sort of a subset of really two different mental problems, of bipolar disorder and actual depression itself. Basically, it's seasonal, as you think, caused by mostly by lack of daylight and cold weather, that triggers or worsens existing problems.
Mm-hmm. So it could worsen existing problems such as the two you just mentioned, or are there others that could become worse?
Well, those are the two main ones. I mean, you know, like all psychological, or most psychological issues anyway, there isn't a whole lot of objective measurements where you read them out off a machine, say, you know, the reading says 17, therefore you have this disease. So there's a whole bunch of symptoms from things like weight gain and listlessness to serious, you know, actual depression and thoughts of harm. Well, that's why psychology is so darn complicated, frankly.
So if there's anybody out there listening right now who says, you know, I've been feeling down these past few months, I think it's because of these dark winter days, how can this person tell the difference between just a, you know, the mild winter blues and a full-blown case of seasonal affective disorder?
There really isn't a whole lot of alternatives. You're talking to a medical professional, go to a therapist or something. We're going to have a couple of therapists, actually as panelists tonight to talk about the issues, because as I said, you can't take a blood test and find out about it. But it's a real thing. It's recognized. In fact, there's even a recognized seasonal affective disorder that's triggered by summertime, although it's much rarer and less serious. So we respond to the environment around us, and there's not much more bigger part of the environment than the amount of daylight and the temperatures and the weather.
One of the popular remedies that I've seen, I remember they used to have one of these in the college library that I went to, was this big light that supposedly emitted the same kind of light as the sun as a way to counteract the effects of seasonal affective disorder. Do those work?
Well, that's certainly a common therapy. So far as I know, they can work. I don't think it's a magic pill that will automatically fix it, but certainly you find them particularly in extreme northern climates. They're standard procedure for schools and things like that to provide enough sunlight. So that certainly, at the very least, it's part of the solution.
The other part, of course, being moving somewhere where there's more sunlight and it's nicer out. And
no, you would never move away from New Hampshire. No, that is not a potential solution. I love winter, so sorry.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose geekiness won't cure seasonal affective disorder, but it may make your day just a little bit brighter. At graniteGeek.org, and he will be moderating a panel discussion tonight at 6 p.m. on seasonal affective disorder at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord.